Welcome, everybody. Shir number 789. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting Shaila brings down, in the siman we've been working on, Kuf Samach Zayin, brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. That's why I want to mention it now. Even though it's a little bit more Negeya Lamaisa to Yom Tif, or possibly Shabbos and Yom Tif together. But he brings it down over there again in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in Ois number 68. And he brings it actually from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. And he says an interesting thing that, let's say the people who are sitting around the table, right? The people who are sitting around the table, and listening to the, head of the household make the bracha, right? So the head of the household makes the bracha of Hamotzi. So we said that, obviously nobody's allowed to talk out. Till you know he takes his bite, you take your bite, and so on. Well, nobody could talk out because l'maisa that's the bracha, that's your bracha of hamotzi and the bread. One has to be very, very careful. But the question comes up: what about in conjunction with somebody else? Let's say there's the other table over, or somebody else making their own bracha, whatever. And they also made a hamotzi. Or Kiddush, possibly. They also make Kiddush. You are being Yotze with this person's Kiddush, and the other person who made Kiddush, you're not being Yotze with him, but he also made the exact same thing. Or another interesting question he brings down in conjunction with the Shechayanu on Yom Tov, right? So let's say by women, when they light candles on Yom Tov, so they'll make a Shechayanu, when it's Negeah, but they'll make a Shechayanu. So now the question is, the head of the household, right, the man, makes the Hamotzi, let's say on Yom Tif, right, like we said, and the woman already made the Shechayanu. So on the Hamotzi, the woman is being Yotze with the Balabas, the head of the household's Hamotzi. So that you have to say Amen, right? We spoke about that if somebody makes a bracha and they have you in mind, let's say I make Kiddush, right, and I have 10 people in mind, so I have them in mind, they have to listen to my bracha, of course, and of course at the end they have to say Amen. We said, but the Yevad, if somebody didn't, they're still Yotze, but L'chatchila, definitely one has to say Amen. But now the question is, if I'm making Kiddush, it's fine, so they say Amen, and they Yotze with the Kiddush, but now what about the Shechayanu? The woman already made the Shechayanu on the candles, and now, right, so I'm going to be making my Shechayanu on Kiddush. So could the women at the table who lit candles, and they already made a Shechayanu, could they say Amen? But that Amen has nothing to do with their Kiddush, really, because the women are just being Yotze the Kiddush, right, from the head of the household, but he has to say a Shechayanu. So good. So on the Kiddush, they say the Amen, but what about on the Shechayanu? Is that Amen considered a Hefsik, right? That's the question over here. And the same thing, like we said, what about hearing a Amen on from somebody else's bracha when you're being Yotze, like, again, the head of the household's making, let's say, the Hamotzi, and somebody else made Hamotzi, and let's say, by a Simcha or something like that. So you said Amen before you took the first bite, right? I heard the one who's making the Hamotzi for the 10 people at the table, right? And I said Amen. Now, but before I took my first bite, I also said Amen to somebody else's bracha who's also making a Hamotzi at a different table. Is that considered a hefsik, a interruption? So he brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos on in Ois number 68 in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. So he brings down like this: the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos is very, very interesting in number 68. But he starts off in Ois number Tes, and he says like this: V'achim b'achroinim. And he says, he goes back and forth, it's a machloikis, but he says like this, that, v'ochein b'achroinim nasu v'nasnu, harbe bedin ze, and this, should you say amen and not say amen? A person should not say amen. You say amen to the bracha that you're being yaitzu with, but you don't just go saying amen from all the brachas that you're going to start hearing. In other words, if a person is making the amaiti and I'm listening to his amaiti, then I'm going to eat. Before I eat, I can't say, I say amen to his amaiti, but nobody else, right? Do I don't say amen to other brachas? But let's say I did by mistake. What do I do? Maskonis, he says, Rabim, Haim, Jim Shogag, somebody made a mistake. He made a mistake. I shouldn't be doing this, but I made a mistake. For ana amen achar birchas chaveri, and I said amen to a different person's bracha. Ein tzarich lachazor ulevarich. Lemaisa, there are many achronim who say ein tzarich lachazor ulevarich. You don't have to go back and make another bracha. Now, if you spoke out, you do. You have to be careful that you can't do it. Right? Again, I'm listening to the person making the amoitzi, and I did not eat. I said amen. I listened to him, his amoitzi, and I didn't start eating my challah, and then I started talking. I have to make over the bracha. That's no good, right? But now let's say I said amen by mistake. I slipped up to his amen. I have to say to his bracha. I have to say amen, but somebody else's bracha. It doesn't make a difference. He says. When it was somebody else's bracha, who oisei habracha, in other words, kishe berchas chavere, that the bracha of the other person, who oisei habracha, is the bracha, in other words, also hamoitzi, right? Whether I heard hamoitzi from somebody else, I heard hamoitzi from this person, and I said, amen, I'm ready to eat. But before I took a bite, I said amen to somebody else's hamoitzi. Or I said, amen to a different bracha from somebody made a shahakol or something else, right? Kishe berchas chavere, who oisei habracha, shehu beirach. So that's what he says. But if a person answered amen again by mistake, which he should not be answering amen to somebody else's bracha before he takes a bite, but ela af ba'ona amen acher shar kol bracha, any other bracha, ein tzarich lachzor levarach, then you do not have to go back and make another hamoitzi. Okay. But then he says a very interesting thing. But he says, v'chein ba'ona amen acher birchas atzma. Okay, but we're leaving. Now, if a person says amen after their own bracha, that you're not supposed to do ever. But even in such a case, he says, he brings from the Kaf HaChaim on the bottom, Masa Gam Bezed lo yivarech shenis. You also would not have to make it over the Einar Kedivarim B'Teilem Mamish Elohu Maguna. It's not a good thing to do. But even if somebody slipped up, they said that also he would. So the bottom line is, if somebody is waiting, the person, the head of the household says, makes a hamoitzi, I say amen, and before I take the bite, not the head of the household, but before everybody around the table, somebody else around the table who was going to eat their challah takes a bite, they say amen to somebody else's bracha by mistake, which should not be done to somebody from somebody else's bracha, they would not say it over. But he does say, he says like this, that and the reason is, I just want to say, it's a machloik, it's safik brachas lahakal. Okay, but he does say, amnam im ona omen, if somebody answers amen yehesh me rabbah, that's already a problem, even though we know how holy amen yehesh me rabbah is. Let's say somebody's in shul, they're by a bris or something, and there's different minyanim, and then they're saying amen yehesh me rabbah, and somebody makes the hamoitzi for a whole bunch of people, or maybe by a lunch, or whatever the case might be, in shul on Shabbos, whatever the case might be, it doesn't make a difference, but if they hear amen yehesh me rabbah, and they answer amen yehesh me rabbah before they take the bite. In other words, I heard the hamoitzi from the head of the household, and I'm about to take the bite, but before I took the first bite of challah, I answered amen yehesh me rabbah. Oy pasuk shal kedusha or baruchu. If I said baruchu, baruchu says Hashem v'varuchu. I said pasuk from kedusha, something like that. So that he says b'zeh chizur mevarich. Then you would have to go back and make over the bracha again, because that's a major hefsek. Why? Because besides the fact that you said you spoke out a word, you spoke a kihu. So you have two problems over here. It's longer. It took longer than the period of time that a person has to say Shalom Alech Rebbe. Right, so that time period, even in a regular delay, we're not going to get into all those halachas now. Bottom line is, besides saying you said more than one word, and the time frame of saying it took longer than the amount of time that one would have if they didn't say anything, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and so therefore you have sort of like two strikes against you. But Lemaisa, he does say, if somebody did say that, they said Amen Yehesh Merab, they said a pasuk of Kedusha, they said Baruch Hu, which is again, by mistake, somebody slipped up, so then he says Chayzim Mevarach, one would have to go back and make another bracha. There are poskim who say that even if you just say amen, make another bracha with a suffix brachas lahakol, because it is a machlokes. Now, just real quickly to end off, I don't want to really get into it. Like we said, it's more towards Yom Tov, but he brings in Ois number 68, like we said in the beginning of the shir, that women who listen to, let's say, Kiddush from the head of the household, or whatever, the husband, whatever the case is, and they made already Shachiyanu on the Neiros, so now they hear the Shachiyanu from the in the Kiddush, they're allowed to say amen. He says he brings them from Shmir Shabbos. Gelchus Hashem lahakbid b'noshim elu ha'anes omen achashachiyonu shabekiddush, right? Af shehem kvar berchu be'eis hadlokas neiris, even though they already made the bracha. They're not being yoytze with this shachiyonu. They don't need it. They already said the shachiyonu on the neiris, but you could still say amen. The women could still say amen to this bracha. The kevin shebracha zois, kevin shebracha zois shaychis l'mekadish, because this bracha is needed because the one who's making kiddush needs this bracha of shachiyonu. Shaychis l'mekadish, loy havi amen hefsik. This would not be a hefsik when the women answer amen. Bein bracha, bein berchas hagefen l'teima sayayin shalohen, between the kiddush and the drinking of the wine. So that's an interesting point to keep in mind. Saying amen to the shachiyonu, even though a woman already said the shachiyonu on the neiris, would not be considered a hefsik bechlal. Okay, we'll stop. And again, he brings this down on ice number 68 on the bottom. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.